100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the weekly challenge for this week was, where do I begin? So where do I begin with the weekly challenge? Well, I let you tell your stories. Nothing fancy there. If I'm a little loopy or out of sorts, I'm not feeling the best. And on top of that, I've got classes all weekend. And yeah, joy. Here's the stories, and I'll see you when we're done to wrap things up.
Greetings, Jay Radimus, back for weekly challenge entries. Sorry I've missed a couple weeks there. Just got distracted and didn't get around to it. But here I have two stories. A makeup story from last week's weekly challenge 800, if I had a nickel for every time. And I went ahead and kind of looped in the concept of misnomer from 799. My story is entitled Questionable Accounting. The accounting system for thoughts and opinions is rather confusing. Someone asking for your opinion is worth a penny for your thoughts. But sharing an opinion unbidden, one offers their 2 cents. Is the 1 cent difference a penalty for not waiting to be asked? Or are they both just starting positions for negotiations? I offer my 2 cents. Do you haggle to pay me less? You offer me a penny for my thoughts. Do I hold out for more? What if the extra penny is actually supposed to be funding all the nickels someone gets for every time they... All right, so now my story for this week, Weekly Challenge 801, where to begin? My story is called The Stuttering Storyteller. It all started the night I caught her sneaking out on me a month ago. I had noticed her behavior had become erratic and had grown suspicious. I guess that means it started before then. So I would have to say it started a few months before, when I noticed her schedule became unpredictable. She was very reliable in terms of when I could expect her home, at least ever since she changed shifts at work. Although now that I put it like that, maybe that's where to begin. Anyway, now she's dead, and I don't know who killed her. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hi-de-ho, good neighbors. Terry T here to bring you my entry to this week's challenge. It's called... Again. Where do I begin to tell the story of how great love can be? Wait! That's not how the story goes. They left me here. It was to be a quick survey of the planet, but no, the other crew must play a prank on poor old engineer technician number 2. Oh, look, they said. Over there in the clearing, isn't that a Category 10 structure? Of course, my curiosity gets the better of me and off I go to check it out. And away they go, leaving me behind again. Well, it's time for E.T. to phone home again. Hey, Terry T. here again. Thanks for listening and hope to see you in the future.
Good morning, this is Richard. And although I say good morning, it's actually good evening here. And I'm tired. but I've got coffee, and I'm going to fight on through. So here's my 100-word story on the topic, Where Do I Begin? And it's called Short Story. Experience has taught me that most writers these days are pretty good at opening chapters. They are, after all, the bait to lure both publishers and readers in. But things often go rapidly downhill from there. I've lost count of the number of books where I've reached the final pages and it's abundantly clear that the author doesn't have a clue how to wrap things up or come to a decent conclusion. So, I always begin at the end. And if the final chapter is pretty compelling, there's a good chance the rest of the book is worth reading too. There you go. I'm going to go and probably have more coffee. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Maybe they want... No, they don't. They just want information, nothing else. That's why they are sitting in that shabby hut. I can smell them from here. They just want a snitch, and I'm no snitch. I'm committed to the cause. This small house by the river is the perfect place to keep an eye on them. They have no idea I'm here. None. And he chuckled. When the window shattered, a single shot coming from the shabby hut, he fell. "Where do I begin?" said the sniper at his debriefing. "If you hesitate, you're done." And he hesitated. And this is my story for this week, drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Two Rubbers I Know here, with a story on the subject, Where Do I Begin? At the age of 75, I decided to write my autobiography, being full of years and accomplishments, yet still reasonably expecting time enough to complete the task. But where to begin? My own birth would be the obvious place, but first I would have to give some account of my parents, and then the cultural circumstances that brought them together. But that implied a whole social history of their era, and the deep tides of civilization that produced it, which, in turn, and so on. After long consideration, I wrote the first words. 14 billion years ago, the universe began.
Hello, night people. Tom here. So happy to be back in the States. We were the first U.S. car into Canada. At the stroke of midnight, the border at the Peace Gate had the fewest cars in the queue I have seen in the last 2 decades. Tonight is a mini milestone for your humble scribe. Show 801 marks my return to a 90% posting rate. I'm now back to A-class, which makes me the man. And my story this evening is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong, number 001. Hamilton pulled a stately winged leather chair next to the white-haired old man. His advancing age made him appear a cross between Santa Claus and Einstein. Yet, on closer examination, the bright blue of ageless eyes signaled a near-nefarious intent. Unfolding the weathered notebook, Hamilton began the interview with the same question the public at large had been dying to know since Maximus Ford had walked out of the Riff, or should I say, Sir Ford, second Time Lord of the Queen. Where is Ernesto Cervantes? Hoarsely, Ford replied, Where do I begin? And he did, much to Hamilton's surprise. And that's it for this week. Try to stay out of the smoke. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of The Pariah, available at Amazon. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 801 with a prompt of, where do I begin? So here's my story. Sabrina had been right when she told Bilbert that they had all the same classes, and he followed her from room to room. She had also been truthful when she said the other students all spoke behind her back. They sat together at lunch, and it was clear the other students were giving the two of them strange looks. Bilbert asked, "What happened that these people want to treat you so badly?" Sabrina sighed and stared sadly at her tuna fish sandwich. "Where do I begin? I've lived here my whole life, and people have always treated me this way." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Where do I begin? Usually, just below the nape of the neck. A long, straight cut, along the ridge of the spine, finishing in the small of the back. Precision is everything. Cut too deep, and they bleed profusely. Too shallow, and you'll tear the skin. You'll want to be able to peel it apart at the shoulders. Draw it forward, and slide it from their arms. Like removing a wetsuit. Be sure to administer morphine, or their screams will distract you. Finally, when they're properly peeled, slip yourself into their skin and see what it's like being somebody else.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Where do I begin? Asked God to nobody. God started with a giraffe. It thrashed about and then floated limply through the void. Bummer, said God. God made a few billion more giraffes, and they all did pretty much the same thing. Giraffes floated around and bumped into each other. That didn't work out so well, said God. God pondered somewhere to put the giraffes, and created the heavens and the earth. Dead giraffes plummeted from the heavens to the earth, making a mess. God eventually edited this part out from the official version of Genesis. But the giraffes never forgot.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, where do I begin? Well, that's it for the weekly challenge for this week. You can check out the text of the stories and links to people's sites and all that kind of stuff. And leave comments and say, welcome back, Terry T., and all sorts of things. That's up at the site and archives, and I never know what to say in these things. Maybe if I were to compile all 800 of these, I'd get an idea and maybe generate some artificial intelligence bot and do it. Whatever. The next topic? It's a pick two. Go to the site. It's up there. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.